Well, welcome back. I'm Jack Canfield, and this is another segment of Talking About Success. With me today is Sheila Cash, the author of the number one bestseller, Evolve Your Life. And she teaches, writes, and speaks on the impact of the evolution of our consciousness and what it means for the bigger questions we have about our lives. I'm assuming bigger questions like, why are we here? What's it all about, Alfie?
Yes, exactly. It's funny. I used that very phrase in a talk that I did recently. What's it all about, Alfie?
Oh, very good. There you go. Yes. So you are in this field called conscious evolution.
Yes.
Talk about people called evolutionaries. Why is that important to us right now?
Well, an evolutionary is someone who realizes the significant value and contribution of the individual in shaping the future of our species. And the term conscious evolution refers to guiding our species into the future through choice rather than by old conditioned beliefs or default reactive patterns.
Okay. Now, you're someone who, how do you define yourself? I mean, we talk about people that are intuitives, empaths, psychics, mediums, all these different terms of people who have this more highly developed intuitive abilities and so forth. How do you describe yourself?
Well, I have a rich background in psychic development, sensory development, and that's very important to our species at this time. This is one area that we were conditioned out of over the centuries, and it's really just an inherent part of our DNA that we're born with, and it's time for us to get back to that in a bigger way at this point, to respect that. But as a conscious evolutionary, I put the pieces of life together in the biggest possible picture. I get out of the small picture and tie and sort of weave different areas of life together in a bigger picture way that makes much more sense.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel this is an ability everybody has that can be developed, or some people like yourself perhaps have it's just more part of your DNA that you're above the norm? How would you define that?
It's absolutely part of the DNA, and everyone really does have it, but the way that DNA works, and you're familiar with Bruce Lipton's work.
Sure.
And over the centuries, over the millennia, some beliefs that we have about that can suppress those abilities. But they are absolutely inherent, and they can be developed, and it's very important for us to, again, respect and honor those abilities that we have.
Mm-hmm.
To use those.
Now, let's talk about conscious evolution for a minute in a sense. I know you, in your book, you talk about the importance of making meaning. Mm-hmm. And that making meaning out of, or processing your experiences, usually the ones we want to repress, where there was pain or we got angry or we didn't want to feel something. And when we don't process that, somehow we're getting in the way of our own conscious evolution. Can you unpack that idea a little more?
Yes, absolutely. People like to think about lessons in life when you're speaking about spirituality. And many people believe that we actually are here to learn particularly one big lesson in your life. And that tends to be, for people, a lesson that keeps coming around and around. But the truth is, we have infinite lessons that are available for us to learn at any given time. Our DNA directs the lessons that we're attracted to. Mm-hmm. But there's countless lessons that we can learn from, and it's according to where we are in consciousness at any given time, we'll either allow those lessons to come in or we will avoid or repress those lessons. But making meaning is a gift from consciousness. You know, we're all conscious beings. We live in a collective consciousness as well. And the greatest gift that's given to us is that of making meaning. So, you know, many people go on a lifelong quest, a spiritual quest, to find that meaning, that search for meaning. Books are written about it. And in fact, we're here to make meaning. The universe is waiting for us to inform it how meaning is coming to us, how we're making it. It expands our individual conscious. It expands the leading edge of the collective consciousness. And the universe is actually waiting for you to inform it what is meaningful, and that expands the leading edge.
So give us an example out of your own life or a client's life of how you or they made meaning out of an event and how that evolves consciousness.
Mm-hmm. One area that I can think of is several decades ago, I was, there was a family member who was very needy in front of people, and sort of not needy, when no one was looking. And my ego got very involved in that. And at some point, I began to realize that this was really a mirror for me to make meaning out of why that was impacting my experience. And I, as a mirror from that experience, I began to realize that I never allowed myself to be needy, to be vulnerable. And I began to realize that it's really, we can see every experience as a mirror to help us balance. And balance is really the key to joy, to meaning, to fulfillment. It's really about balancing those areas.
Very good. Now, I know you said with a lot of access to knowledge, so I'm going to ask you a question that comes up a lot, that I hear from people.
Mm-hmm.
It's about karma.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard some people say, well, you're living out your karma, you're balancing your karma, you're burning your karma, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And then I hear other people say, well, it's one third karma, it's one third this, it's one third feng shui, whatever. So from your point of view, what's the truth about karma?
Right. Well, we all love poetic justice. Mm-hmm. We want poetic justice. It satiates our programming for that world of good and bad and reward and punishments. But the universe doesn't judge us. We judge ourselves. And we've developed a whole, court system to deal with judgment and justice. But again, the universe is letting us work out judgment and justice through the system of cause and effect. But cause and effect leaves out the judge. The universe doesn't owe us balance. It's up to us to provide the balance especially for our species, for humanity.
Say more about that. What would be an example of that?
Say you have a pattern that repeats all of your life. Perhaps you end up in abusive relationships all of your life. Well, rather than thinking about that as karma, you can actually use it as an opportunity to take a bigger picture perspective on that, to come out of that situation rather than staying in it. And that will have a ripple effect. It's going to affect not just you, it will affect the abuser, it's going to affect the people around you and have a balancing effect over the long term.
Okay. Now you write about authenticity and how one's personal authenticity relates to universal unfoldment and evolution and so forth. Talk about that for a moment.
Yes. Well, and again, this harkens back a little bit to Bruce Lipton's work and about DNA and the very unique characteristics that we are born with. So homeostasis from a scientific point of view is what keeps life living. We have to have, and homeostasis just means balance. So it's the acid-alkaline balance. And we see this all throughout life, the existence of life. And so I believe that our DNA, from the grand design perspective, is distributed throughout humanity at our birth to be balanced for a specific collective trajectory forward, so that each person's DNA that they're born with is there for a reason. It's the big picture perspective. Mm-hmm. And so the more that we align with that which is right in our DNA, our characteristics, the unique combination of of personality, of desires, of creativity, of insights, the more that you're in tune with that and you really get in tune with your authenticity, the better your life will flow, but the more that you are contributing to the overall grand design, and everything flows from there.
Very good. Now, one of the words that comes up a lot when people pursue these bigger questions is truth. What is the truth? Or you have a broad perspective on that. Share that with us.
Yes. Well, I say we make everything up. And that's a pretty radical statement.
Yes, it is.
And I have a whole chapter dealing with that statement. In brief, scientists will devise experiments to suit their hypothesis. And, quantum physics shows that we find what we seek, right? Statistics can provide countless angles on whatever outcome they want to illustrate. But in our personal lives, we make up what our capabilities are. We make up limitations. We make up, all sorts of stories about who we are and why we are. So when I say we make everything up, it's not to devalue those stories or the scientific experiments, because they do bring a lot of value to us, whereas we can go into those, the knowledge that is brought from those, and there's always a seed of veracity in every part of life, and it takes us to another plane. But the important thing about that is that, first of all, truth is never static. It's never stagnant. The universe is made to flow, is based on change, and truth evolves as we evolve. Our understanding evolves as we go through life. The leading edge of our understanding is, where we are at any point in time. Even the term absolute, which is a common term in the world of science, is really a relative term. It really is. It's just based on the majority opinion, what we can glean at this time, but there's going to be more advanced, further understanding as long as there's life.
Right.
And so the important thing about having this view on truth is that for the individual, you may not be as wrong as you think you are. You can begin to create and see the world in ways that are not necessarily limited to what somebody else has defined as truth. And, so you may not, may not be as separate or as different as you thought when your whole world was just based on a majority opinion.
So, trusting your own truth a little more is what you're saying.
Yes.
And also, I think what I heard in there as well is that everything's been made up by the human mind.
It has.
Yeah. So if we could make up something, we can make up something better or something more empowering or something
more love. Choose what's empowering over what's disempowering.
Yeah, there you go. Very good, very good, very good. Now, I spent about an hour leafing through your book. I didn't read it cover to cover yet, although I'm going to. I love it. There's so much wisdom in this book that often appears in italics because these things that just jump out of the page. So I find, it's funny because I've read a lot of books and about what is truth, what is life, what it's all about, and this book contains a ton of really valuable, at least for me, it uplifted me. It made me go, oh, that makes sense. So what do you want? In a nutshell, because we're running out of time,
right.
What do you want people to walk away from when they read this book? What is your hope for the reader?
A main point is for the reader to understand that their life is not a series of meaningless moments that have been thrown together.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a victim of fate or destiny either. That we really are here to create meaning. we're given that gift. And we can choose between a confusing, painful, meaningless existence or a joyful, purposeful, meaningful existence. And while I know that's been said many different ways, I take the biggest picture on that about how that all, you know, how the individual bits of our lives fall into the grand design and how it can truly empower the reader.
Great. Now, you've written a book. Yes. It's a great book. You also give courses, you have classes,
yes.
You have things people can purchase that can go deeper with this work. Yes. Where can people, what are some of those things and how can people find out about them?
So I have an upcoming online course series. I'm going to have a number of course series. The book was also available on Amazon, and you can find that link through my site. And my site is SheilaCash.com.
SheilaCash.com.
Yes.
That's simple.
Pretty simple.
All right. Well, you heard it here. Evolve your life. You don't have to be a victim of the outer world, even a victim of your own negative thinking. You can evolve it to a whole other level. And just look at the joy you're experiencing. And we're both experiencing it right here together. So make sure you check it out. Go to our website, SheilaCash.com. Evolve your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this message.